I will never, ever, as long as I live, forget the day, March 18th, 1994. But the thing is, I'm not sure why I will never forget that day. I mean, it wasn't particularly significant. Nothing traumatic happened. But for some reason, my brain has decided to furnish me with so much clarity about that particular day that I just don't understand why. So let me tell you about it. March 18th, 1994 was a Friday, day after St. Patrick's Day. First day of spring break. My brother and I were out of school. Actually, I guess both of my brothers were out of school, as well as myself. My older brother Ryan was a senior in high school, and my little brother Tommy was in preschool at the time. And for some reason, the mobility instructor for the school district decided, hey, I'm going to take you all out to lunch. When I say you all, I mean myself and five other people that were in my school. Five of us blind people. Her name was Dr. Gloria Kirby Green. She drove a 1993 Chevy Blazer that still had the new car smell. And the thing that I thought was a little bit strange was looking at that car, looking in the dash, and finding the car stereo was the same model as the 1986 Cadillac that my grandfather had. And they're both GM cars, Chevrolet and Cadillac. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that in 7 years, they still use the same model stereo. Different speaker configuration, the Cadillac sounded way better. Anyway, it's weird because I remember so much stuff about this day. I remember going to the steakhouse. I remember the music that was playing, the radio station. It was Beach 106.5, a station in Charlotte, which later became an alternative rock station. It still is an alternative rock station. They used to call it Beach 106.5. Now it's 106.5 The End. And they pretty much play the same stuff that they've been playing since about 1996 or 97. Not much has changed. Anyway, at this point, they were playing beach music. Gloria Kirby Green really loved her beach music, and she was very, very distraught when this thing became an alternative rock station, I remember, in about the middle of 1994, middle to late 1994. I think it was around October. Anyway, we went to this place, Lone Star Steakhouse.
Longhorn.
Had lunch, came back, and my mom bought these cheap rugs. Six of them. My brother and I looked at these rugs and we thought, man, these things are cheap and they're stupid. We called them Ruggets. I think Ryan came up with the name Rugget. And these things lasted forever. They were, oh no, there's another Rugget. She would put these rugs all over the place. She put one in each of the bedrooms. I think she had one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom for a while, one in the living room. Yeah, these Ruggets. She picked up at a department store. Roses, I'm pretty sure it was. And then at around 2 o'clock, a friend of my brother's was at a local radio station, a local Southern Gospel station. And we thought we'd turn on the radio and see what was going on. He was a junior in high school, and he was one of those guys who just always wanted to be on the radio. And I remember, boy, did he flub some stuff a lot. Hanging out with the station manager for WPET, Dave Compton. Dave Compton still works there, by the way. I think he has since 1978 or something. Then later that night, we went to a game. We went to a hockey game between the Greensboro Monarchs and the Richmond... La-la-la. I don't remember Richmond's name. The Greensboro Monarchs, though, were an AHL team. I only remember two players from that team. Sean Wheeler and Scott White. I remember Scott White, in particular, because we later got a dog from him. And I remember Sean Wheeler because in 1991, I think it was, when I was in the second grade, we went to the Greensboro Coliseum, that being my second grade class, and we put on ice skates, and we went on the ice, and Sean Wheeler guided me gracefully across the ice. And he was very excited about going over the blue line! Whee! Anyway, Greensboro beat Richmond 15-2. And we left about three quarters of the way through the second period because we were pretty sure we knew how that game was going to end. And it did. 15-2. And we came home, and I went to bed. And that was pretty much that. So, why does my brain decide that I need to remember this day with as much clarity as I have? And there are some other details that I'm sure if I thought about long enough, I could remember more. But why that day? I mean, it wasn't a great day. It wasn't a bad day. It was just kind of a day when stuff happened. It wasn't a day when someone died. It wasn't a day when someone got married. It wasn't a day when I got some cool, new, or interesting toy that would change my life forever. I don't remember days like that, to the extent that I remember this one. Hate to say it, but I don't even remember the day that Melanie and I got engaged with as much clarity as I remember this one random day in March 1994, when I sounded a bit like this.
I just love talking in the microphone. I just love talking in the mic. I love getting feedback. Listen to the feedback. Listen to this feedback. Hear the feedback.
There are many, many days in my life that were far more important that I just don't have any real significant memory of other than, yeah, I basically know what happened, and yeah, I pretty much know when it happened. But I remember individual conversations that I had with people that day. I remember exactly what was said, pretty much when it was said, the song that was playing on the radio when it was said, stuff that there's really no point in reciting because nobody cares. I'm not sure why my brain thinks I should care. I mean, just thinking about it, I could be using resources to remember more interesting things, or maybe for some other computational task. Maybe I could put that brain power to some fun and interesting use, but instead, it's spent retaining with an unusual amount of clarity this one particular day in March of 1994. And I have absolutely no idea why. I'm not a psychologist. I couldn't tell you what happened the day before that. I actually do remember the day after it pretty well, but not to the same extent. I remember the day after we went to my grandparents' house, and I remember watching TV. I remember the specific episode of Doug that was on Nickelodeon. It was the one where the old lady was babysitting and she had a parrot, and the parrot called out Doug for not doing his homework. Yeah, I remember all that stuff. And I have absolutely no idea why. I mean, seriously.
Why?
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 I'm just stuck on why. There are things that I've consciously or maybe subconsciously put out of my mind, things that I'd rather forget, things that I would love to forget that I can't.
Why?
And then there's stuff like this that for some reason,
why?
It just sticks in my mind.
Why?
No matter what I do.
Why?
It just lives there.
I'm not sure why.
Takes up some resource that could be doing any number of other things for all I know. And really, the point is, I don't know. I don't know how my own brain is wired. I don't know how anybody else's is wired. It's just weird. Absolutely bizarre.